Good morning, boys and girls. I'm your substitute teacher. My name is Mr. Butworth. The topic for today is what you would like to be when you grow up. You, over there in the jean shirt, what you want to be when you grow up?
I would like to be a police officer.
All right, that's a pretty good profession. You over there in that black shirt, what you want to be when you grow up?
I would like to be a fireman.
All right, that's a pretty good profession too. Hey, you in the back with those French braids, what's your name?
My name is Snoop.
All right, Snoop, what you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be a motherfucking hustler. You better ask somebody.
Yeah, get your shitty bikes and get out of here before I peel your beard off.
Superman, that motherfucker is fucking in my shit. There's two men and motherfuckers fucking in my shit.
Oh, yeah.
Two men and motherfuckers fucking in my shit.
With my shit. Yeah.
How many motherfuckers? Two minutes to count, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
I pay my motherfucking rent fortnightly. Motherfuckers at the bank trying to pay me. And I'm out from my account goes out on AP.
On AP!
Yeah, you know me. Motherfucker charge a 2 buck transaction fee. Makes my payment short, my rent comes back to me. Minus a $25 penalty. So you feed me, cause of your motherfucking fee. Read the word, I'm an ATM sip. Said we're all motherfuckers and we're ucking with this shit. Come on.
Too many motherfuckers ucking in my shit.
My transaction.
Yeah.
Too many motherfuckers ucking in my shit.
My weekly statement shit.
Yeah.
Too many motherfuckers ucking in my shit.
With my balance.
No.
How many motherfuckers? Too many to count.
Shut up.
The motherfucker runs a racist fucking grocery. The motherfucker won't sell an apple to a kiwi. The fight's gonna get vicious and malicious. Cut the chips. I need my red delicious. Tells me there's a kiwi that my money isn't better. Gonna die some motherfucker like a mother. Alabama. Granny Smith. An avocado. Mango. And pop an apple in his ass, yeah.
Too many motherfuckers fucking in my shit.
I'm gonna juice the motherfucker.
There's too many motherfuckers fucking in my shit.
He's gonna wake up in a smoothie.
Too many motherfuckers fucking in my
shit. Everybody come on. Yeah.
Too many motherfuckers fucking in my shit.
The DJ New Style Show.
It's a trip. It's got a funky beat. And I can bug out to it.
The newest in
New Style Show.
Right up to your face and diss you.
Coming to you live from New Jersey. Safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark. We proudly bring to you the DJ New Style Show.
This talk is not good.
And the homos didn't touch it.
Are you guys having a killer time?
Oh, yes.
Sweet.
No. No.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Donna! Did you start the coffee yet?
Oh, God damn it.
You're listening to the DJ New Style Show exclusive Tuesday night programming on thereisnoradio.com. It's very exclusive because you definitely can't hear it in two places, such as Pal Talk and thereisnoradio.com. But wherever you're listening, you're about to hear a little goodness from a little country I like to call Germany. Rammstein! It's your weekly German lesson. Rammstein. One of these days, one of these weeks, you might pick up one or two German words. You might, and then you'll have me to thank for it. Me and, of course, my buddy Germfreak. Germfreak.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Let me fade that out professionally. Like that. Just like, you see how they did that? See that happen right there?
Yeah.
Seamless is what I would call it.
Without seams.
That's exactly what seamless means. Germ, I have to say that in talking to you before the show, and even right now, you have sort of a very relaxed vibe to you for some reason. Is everything okay?
Yeah, everything's fine. I just got in a little while ago. I was in about 2.5 hours of fucking traffic, and I got here okay.
So you're in two and a half hours of traffic, maybe a little sleepy?
Well, I actually pulled over to the side at a rest stop and took about an hour nap because I was falling asleep on the road. I was swerving into the other lane, so I realized that I should definitely take a break.
So you drove to a rest stop?
Well, yeah, it was off of the turnpike, the Garden State Parkway.
While at the rest stop, did you receive any gay favors?
I did not.
Okay.
I did not.
Just making sure. I'm not trying to judge.
Right.
One thing I don't do on the show is judge, Jerm, because it is sweeping rapidly into the holiday season here, because Thanksgiving is upon us. Thanksgiving's upon us. Now, why were you sleepy? Didn't you drink your Vente Breve latte 4 equals extra hot? Didn't you drink that?
I did not drink it, no.
No, you didn't drink that. I mean, that's your go-to. You should have done that. You've been going to Starbucks lately.
See, the problem is, I love my Vente Breve latte 4 equals extra hot.
You didn't even roll the R that time. Well, you must be really tired.
No. Well, let me say something. But it goes right through me. I have to pee like within 10 minutes of drinking it. And so now I have to say to myself, do I want to have the taste of that deliciousness, or do I want to have to hold my pee in for the 4 or 5 hours?
See, so I don't. That's one thing I don't understand about you. You're afraid to pee in weird places. Like you won't pee in a toilet.
Right.
You won't pee in somebody else's house. You won't pee at if you had an office, you wouldn't pee there. There's nowhere else you'll pee except your own bathroom.
Or the woods.
The woods is completely fine to you.
The woods is completely fine because nature is fine.
Nature is all good. Do you realize that all disease and germs are because of nature?
How so?
Because none of them are man-made. That's exactly how.
I see.
Yeah, that's how that works. So, Jerm, what I'm saying is you should just be able to dump your urine because you can stand from far away. You should just be able to pee on anything.
It doesn't... you'll get the splatter.
You won't get a splatter if you're far enough away.
And you can't always have...
Arc it up a little bit.
You can't... It depends
on
how...
Get 45 on that.
You can't always...
45 degrees.
Yeah.
And go for distance. You're not going to get any splashback. And what's going to splash back? The worst case splashback you're going to get is from you. And your own stuff is okay. It's not going to make any contact with anything else. I'm not even saying to pee in an actual toilet so that water will come back. You're peeing on some godforsaken chewed up linoleum floor at a fucking Lukoil somewhere.
Right.
What's so bad about that?
Well, it's just the whole process of getting into the bathroom and touching things to get to get in. It's easier just to go into the woods and take your pants down and piss.
It's very interesting that you say that you have problems getting into places, that you have problems opening the doors and all that. Because I'd like to point out that while we do have a lot of people listening live right now, we also have a podcast, Jerm. I know you're aware of that.
I am aware of that.
Of course you are, because you're very up on things. And some of the listeners that listen to just the podcast like to send feedback in to older shows. And one of them is our buddy Pony, who you revere and respect. Pony is a 67-year-old old goddamn bitch.
Stop it.
What?
Enough.
I don't understand.
Enough. It's getting old, New Style.
No, I don't understand. What are you talking about?
Show some respect.
Huh.
All right, have a little class.
I mean, just because she shits out a couple kids and lives a few years doesn't make her any less of a goddamn wrinkled bitch.
Listen, I mean, how can you say that with a straight face? Don't you have any shame?
Sadly, I have. I have too much shame. Anyway, Jerm, Pony is checking in from an older show, listening to what could pretty much be any show that you're on, and responding with, "We have to tell Jerm Freak that if he carries tissues with him, he can open doors without fear and then just throw the tissues away." Now, what about that suggestion? Why don't you just carry around a handy pack full of tissues and open doors like What About Bob?
Well, let me tell you why. Because tissues are permeable. So if there's some type of liquid i.e. urine on the doorknob, it'll seep through the tissue.
Then I don't understand why you're not just living with rubber gloves that you never take off.
It's maybe coming to that pretty soon.
Wear the Marty McFly fucking about to be shot by a farmer suit.
Right,
I think
right.
He's an alien. Wearing a radiation suit. Is that how many years off are you from that?
It's not far off, but yeah, I mean, no, it's all good. I mean, I'm doing okay. I survive.
Okay.
No need to worry.
I mean, obviously people are loving your video on Vimeo.com, where you could just search for, Germ Freak. You eat a Chipotle burrito.
And you
perform
that.
What amounts to just shoving 6 pounds of rice and tortilla down a human throat in about 30 seconds. That's what you do.
I did that for the sake of the art of the film.
So you're saying you're just a fraud. Awesome. So sure. It's almost Thanksgiving. And Germ, I know that this is your favorite time of year because you like to eat. Is that correct?
I do have an affinity for food.
You do. I mean, are you psyched?
Well, I don't know if I'm psyched. You know, I mean, you know, it's. I'm not psyched because I'm a married. As you know, I'm a married man.
Yes, you are.
The problem with being a married man is you have to. Switch relatives every year. So 1 year you're at yours, next year you're at hers.
I wish I could switch relatives sometimes.
I see.
You mean switch locations for holiday? Understand
yes,
now.
Yes, yes.
Understand completely. I thought you unlocked some magical code.
Right, right. And the problem with her house is she's not.
Who's her? You're saying
my
her.
Wife, my missus.
Your
my
wife's wife. House. So she has a separate house, or are you talking about her parents' her, house it, that she her, hasn't her, lived in
well,
in fucking 20 years or whatever.
I think you know what I meant, and there's no need to be a smartass about it.
I apologize. Copyright Germ Freak 2007.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
No. Her mother's house. Listen, let's all be honest here. Listen, my wife is not of an Italian heritage like myself. Okay.
She's what
some Italian people call non-Italian people. She's a Metagon.
She's a Medigon.
She's a Medigon. That's
now, would you spell that, please?
I believe it's spelled Medigon or Gan. I'm not positive.
You are so ignorant. We'll go with that, though.
Okay. And a Medigon is simply a word used by real Italian Americans to refer to non-Italian Americans. I'm Italian. Everybody else is either Irish, English, German, Polish, Jewish, or whatever.
What about the blacks?
Can
the blacks be Italian? Is that possible? For the blacks to be Italian. I mean, they do sure. Love Goodfellas.
Okay. Sure. I mean, you know, anything can occur with the combination of different, nationalities and whatnot.
So even though you just said there's no such thing as a Jewish Italian, I'll let you continue, please.
I never said that.
You just did. Never mind.
No, I didn't. I didn't say that. Don't put words in my mouth.
Oh, okay.
The problem is, you know... Listen, I'm not gonna lie. I'm gonna be truthful about this here. And I hope
pre-show nap probably not the best thing.
Hey, listen.
Wow. All right.
Calm down. The problem here is her mother's cooking is very bland. There's no seasoning. There's no tastiness to it.
So you're saying the cooking of a Medigon.
Right, a Medigon.
Uses no seasoning whatsoever.
Right.
No thought goes into the meal. It's
no,
very tasteless.
See, let me tell you, a Medigon Thanksgiving usually consists of turkey stuffing.
Sounds
you
delicious.
Know, some mashed potatoes, usually okay. Instant. Cranberry sauce.
Instant,
maybe one,
instant mashed potatoes?
Typically.
Okay.
And maybe one or two canned vegetables.
Okay.
And if they're really in the holiday spirit, they'll have a tossed salad with some limp lettuce and mushy tomatoes and a bottle of Kraft French or blue cheese dressing.
You've really taken inventory of the Medigon
right.
Thanksgiving.
And
you know this because you've been on both sides, because as you said, you switch off from year
right,
to year.
Right.
You'll go and do the Medigon Thanksgiving. I'm laughing because Boxwine has again taken the role of director of video for the DJ New Style Show in the DJ New Style Show live room on Pal Talk. You can go there and download it and hang out with the multitudes of people in here. There's a lot of people. But you've experienced both types of these Thanksgivings.
Right.
I mean, that doesn't really sound terrible. You get some turkey, some stuffing, and vegetables.
And for dessert, you know, they have a store-bought, you know, watery pumpkin pie. But that's not what I'm used to. I mean, I'm used to much more than that. And, you know, I come from the Italian people, and, you know, we have turkey.
Really, you do?
Yeah.
Oh.
You know, we also have turkey stuffing, mashed potatoes, and cranberry sauce. But, you know, in addition to this, we have antipasta, which is, you know, typically some fresh iceberg lettuce with a variety of cured meats.
Can I stop you there a second?
Yes.
You mentioned cranberry sauce.
Yes.
Please describe your cranberry sauce to me.
Well, oddly enough, I do like a canned cranberry sauce. I like the shape of the can.
I have to say, yeah, I need to see the little can
rings. I need to see that goddamn can.
I need to see the can outline. It needs to look like you just plopped a fucking thing of dog food into a bowl of a dog you don't give a shit about. That's what it has to look like. You don't even mix it around. It still maintains the cylindrical shape.
Right. Well, what happens is you have to open up like both lids, because otherwise you start pounding that thing down and it won't come out until you cut both lids on each side. And then you pour it, and then you bang it down into the plate, and it, you know, you hope it doesn't slide off the table. But you know,
I don't like the actual cranberry sauce.
Neither do I.
Don't get fucking fancy with the cranberry sauce.
It hurts my throat. I don't want it.
It's gritty.
Like, right.
Feels like I'm eating sugary gravel.
You feel like there's stems in there or something, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I'm totally with you there. That means that I'm losing my goddamn grip on reality.
How so?
Because I'm agreeing with you on some kind of meal-related idea.
You may be correct about that.
Yeah, so in your real Italian Thanksgiving, nothing but the best! That's right.
Right.
Turkey, stuffing, mashed potatoes, probably not instant, because you decided to specify instant for the Medigan Thanksgiving.
Right.
What else do you guys have?
Well, we typically start off, like I said, with the antipasta, which is, you know, it's, you know, lettuce.
I say you guys, like, I don't know. I'm half.
Well, I'll get to that later on.
Forgive
me. There's something I need to discuss with your heritage, and just let me finish my point here.
Oh, okay.
You know, and antipasta is, you know, a lot of cured meats like salami, pepperoni, brujut, smoked ham, capicola.
What was that?
Gabagool. You know, I say capicola because there may be some Medigons listening.
But wait, what do you say? I mean, I've heard of capicola.
Yeah, it's gabagool.
Spell that, please.
G-A-B-A-G-O-O-L. Gabagool.
Oh, okay, that explains it. Gabagool.
And, you know, we have the cheeses, you know, provolone, mozzarella, you know. Sometimes we'll have some bruschetta with, you know, with toasted Italian bread. A countless assortment of fresh vegetables. Maybe some homemade chicken soup with scarole. Cheese
scarole?
Scarole.
You know, I've been criticizing your pronunciation of these things, and one of the newer listeners here, Jay Kling, is checking in on an older show from the podcast. He says, GNU is correct, as Germ's mom says. He apparently listened to the one where I took exception to you saying GNU.
Right.
GNU.
Right.
It's not correct, by the way. There is a C in the word, so there's no G.
Right.
But anyway, please continue with your
scowl. Well, finish. And then, you know, we typically have the lasagna or manicotti, meatballs, bajol, some type of roast, you know. And it's all fall. You know, at the end we'll have some fruits and nuts and, you know, cannolis and Napoleons and whatever, all that other crap. That's what I'm used to. See, dinner for the Italian people is an experience. It's not something to be taken lightly. It's a time of getting to know each other and to enjoy being with each other in a time when it is most often appropriate. Now, the problem with you, New Style, and I know
you're
gonna...
With me? What's the problem with me?
Well, I know you're going to be bothered by me bringing this up, but the truth has to come out. And I've been wanting to say this to you for a long time, and it's probably going to have a lot to do with our future, whether or not we remain friends or not. But there's something I need to get off my chest, and I'm sorry if I'm going... This is not something we planned, and it's just something I need to get off my chest. New Style, you're pretty much a mongrel. You know, you're a half breed.
You fucking asshole. I'm a mongrel?
You're a mixed breed. You're a mixed breed of mongrel.
Like I'm some kind of fucking dog that nobody wants at a PetSmart. Well, you listen, son of a bitch.
Listen, you're not a real Italian. You've said you know, you let me tell you what you are, okay? You come from a family where half of one person is Italian, one person is not Italian.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, who's who there?
Who's which who? My mother's Italian.
Now, who did the predominant amount of the cooking in the household?
My mom.
Okay. Now, for some reason, when a non-Italian marries an Italian and the offspring comes to be about, the offspring doesn't have the same heritage as would a full-blooded Italian.
And why? Because I don't say fucking gabagool and I don't pump my fist at bar A. By the way, our buddy Dominic, who points out technical issues on the fucking on the show with his song "Losing My Mind," is the new webmaster of a site called GuidoFistPump.com. I think it's pretty germane to the topic. Anyway, Jerem, please continue telling me why I'm a fucking mongrel.
Well, because you're not 100% Italian.
Oh,
you're like a dog. You're like a fucking mutt.
You fucking... I'm a dog?
Well, you're a fucking mutt in the fucking gutter. The problem
son
is
son of a
you,
bitch!
Yeah, no, listen. Let's call a spade, yeah. Okay?
Wait, what do you want to do?
I want to call a spade.
Ridiculous.
Completely ridiculous, Mike. I wouldn't even take that if I were you. I wouldn't be surprised if Mike Nice left the show now.
Anyway, and then what happens is, since you're a half and half type of thing, then if you marry somebody who's not Italian, you know, eventually the Italianness is going to come out. And
so you think it's going to be completely gone?
It'll be evaporated through time.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a half breed. I'm a fucking mongrel, right?
And you don't.
You're the epitome of class. I'm watching this right now. This video in the DJ New Style Show live room on Pal Talk. This is where you're pretty much choking on half a Chipotle burrito,
That was a very serious moment. I almost bought
glub,
the farm
glub,
there.
Glub 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 glub. You said. You tried to communicate some kind of important info, and all you could muster was glub glub.
You know, it's funny that you joke about it, but it wasn't funny at the time. I almost really was couldn't breathe there.
Funny thing is, I couldn't stop laughing. I don't know why. It was just hilarious to me. Because you were probably trying to say, can't breathe, but it came out glub glub. And you dropped a few chunks of rice on your shirt. Very good. Very, very good. So I'm a mongrel. That's fucking good.
Yeah.
Now, your wife isn't Italian. Is that right?
Yeah.
You had said that before.
Right.
So and she doesn't cook like a real Italian. Is that right?
She was taught the ways of Italian cooking.
Sure. So you call me a mongrel. You say I'm like a dog. You pretty much treat me like scum. I'm scum, right?
You're an animal. You should be
I'm
in the
fucking scum.
In Newark
somewhere. I'm shit. Is that what it is?
That you're a piece of shit.
Yeah. So are your fucking kids. Do you realize that? What you're saying about me applies directly to your kids. Your children are fucking half-breeds. Your children are half-breeds. Your son can never be in the fucking mob. Not in one fucking second. Not for 1 second. Not even to run numbers. They'd fucking kill him.
Off the air, you said you weren't going to bring that up.
I think I brought it up right on the air before.
What are you trying to say? I don't know what you're talking about, half-breeds. My kids are not half-breeds. What are you talking about?
Well, you're completely Italian. Is that right?
That's true, yes.
That is true. And your wife is not. So that means that, Jerem, that young Luca, who lives on the second floor, mind you, your son is a goddamn mongrel. He is. He's a mongrel. He's a half-breed. Just don't ask him what his dad really thinks of him. Please don't ask him what it is. Jerem.
Yes.
Are you upset with me that I called your son a half-breed, a mongrel?
It was uncalled for what you just said.
Think about this. All you kids are half Italian. Your daughters look up to their Median mother. And they idolize her. That's, you know, girls love their mother.
Right,
more than the father, who's very distant and yells from the basement. That it's just a fact in any marriage.
Is that a dig of some sort?
No, there's no dig.
I never yell.
No, it's okay. No, you don't ever yell from the basement. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. And I think that they're gonna follow in their mother's footsteps. They're gonna find someone like their mother to marry. They're not marrying an Italian guy. They're not going to follow in her footsteps, I mean. They're going to find someone just like the mother they idolize. They're going to marry an Irish, or maybe a Puerto Rican guy. I don't know. Just one of the two, but definitely not an Italian. That's what's going to happen. So all the hard work, all of your ancestors, your grandparents, your parents, everybody before you made sure that their family, their kids were all Italian. All of that stopped the day you decided to marry a fucking Irish. That's what happened there. You flush down all that work from the old country, as you people like to say. Flushed it all away when you married your wife. How does that make you feel?
I never thought of it that way.
No? Now you're getting a little sad?
I pretty much destroyed my whole family name.
You destroyed your heritage.
All those hundreds of years was for nothing.
It's true. All the grapes that were picked and stomped on by women with fucking rags on their heads who danced and sung. It's all for naught now. Because you had to bed down with an unsavory Irish.
Wow. You know what?
You felt it was okay to bed down with an Irish person. And now your kids are half-breeds. Your Italian family tree has been uprooted on the day of your marriage. Every big Sunday dinner when you were a kid is all just fucking washed away. Now it's nothing but lasagnas made with fucking pre-wrapped sliced cheese. All that shit that Irish people do. Those quick shortcuts they all take when preparing real food. Fucking, have you ever had the lasagna made by an Irish person?
There are a lot of boxes of Hamburger Helper in my pantry.
There you go. It's right there. I bet you guys celebrate St. Patrick's Day. Never happened before you got married.
Never happened. St. Patrick's Day, my wife actually puts freaking shamrocks around the house.
Does that make you feel like less of an Italian guy?
It's
to walk home after doing what you do, doing your work, you come home and you see a fucking shamrock on your house. That's like saying, like, as somebody will drive by your house and say, "Hey, I think Irish people live there." How does that make you feel?
Exactly. You know what? You hit it right on the head. She puts these little fucking Irish gnomes, whatever the hell it is, and she's got shamrocks and kiss the Irish and everything, and I'm like,
your kids are growing up Irish.
But you know what? I try to tell them that to not admit that they're Irish. I say, just tell people you're Italian, because the last name is Italian, so they can get away with it. But in my house, what I do is I protest. I don't recognize St. Patrick's Day. On St. Patrick's Day, I wear all red protest.
So rather than have a true Italian household like our buddy Raph from Connecticut, who flies the Italian flag, probably over American flag.
Yeah.
And did everything short of painting his house like a goddamn Mama Celeste box.
Right.
You have a fucking Medigan home.
I guess
you live in a home for Medigans. And here you are criticizing me. You're criticizing me, calling me garbage, shit. Like a dog I am. Meanwhile, those little feet that you hear upstairs, those are the tramplings of dogs. Surprised they don't have four legs, according to your description of what a half Italian, half Irish person might be.
You're going a little too far now.
Why am I going too far?
You
took it a little far. You were willing to throw whatever friendship we had on the line. Just roll the dice. Let it go.
Right. You know what? Maybe I should have thought it through before I said anything.
Yeah, maybe you should have taken a look at your darling kids, who one day will host Thanksgiving with their non-Italian husbands, and think nothing of throwing a tossed salad with some fucking Kraft ranch dressing or whatever on it.
Right.
and they'll take that watery pumpkin pie out, slide it down the table. Everybody, have a piece. Oh, you want some whipped cream? Here. Have a big pile.
I see.
That's what they'll do. They'll put it on their little fucking plates that are left over from St. Patrick's Day with the shamrocks on it, but they're still going to use them. They don't care about Thanksgiving.
You know, my son has a shirt. It says, Irish temper with an Italian attitude.
I'm going to buy your kid a gift. Is that okay?
Sure.
I'm going to buy him a 50%. And it's going to say, only 50% Italian. And on the back, it says, I apologize.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's awful. You made fun of me, man. I don't know if I appreciate it.
Well, you know what? I should have thought ahead, and I want to apologize to you for
that. Really should have. I mean, as far as the Medigon Thanksgiving goes, you are pretty much dead on. They do take the shortcuts with the cooking.
Well, what is your experience? I mean, since you come from both sides, what is your experience?
There has been a Thanksgiving. I mean, usually we'll get the Thanksgiving where everybody goes all out. Someone brings a dish. Everybody brings their own side dish or whatever. There's the turkey. But it all started going downhill because we would change who hosts the Thanksgiving. And someone, one of my cousins, I don't know who it was, hosted a Thanksgiving and they had a store-bought turkey. They didn't even cook it. It was store-bought, and they had the watery pumpkin pie, as you described. And
you mean like the rotisserie turkey?
Yeah. And to try to appear fancy, they went with the real cranberry sauce. So they just fucked up everything. Everything. Oh. So, I mean, the one touch of class they tried to put on it, they washed it all away with that gritty-ass cranberry sauce.
Now, when you saw that, do you like cranberry sauce in general?
I love it.
All right. Now, when you saw that it was the whole cranberry sauce, were you very disappointed?
Of course. Here's my strategy for Thanksgiving. Mix it all up. Make a big pile. I want it to look like what it's going to look like in my stomach on my plate. I want it to be all a big slurry of everything. And then take a biscuit, open it up, whoosh, right on there, sandwich. I eat about 8 to 9 of these Thanksgiving sandwiches. And I'm not a fat guy. But I will be. It's a very good method. And it'll work until I'm really old and don't have teeth, too. Because once you turn it into a nice, fine mash, you know, you can do anything with it. You could drink the turkey dinner.
Right.
What do you... I mean, what's your deal? Does everything have to not touch? Are you one of those fucking people?
No, not at all. It can all be mushed together in a fucking blender and I'll eat it. It makes no difference to me. But
has there ever been a time where your afflictions, your OCD, your germaphobe, your fear of germs and shit, has that ever ruined a Thanksgiving?
Yes.
Well, let's go into it here. Germ, what happened?
I believe it was 1991. I didn't eat a goddamn thing the whole day.
So you were saving up, doing the usual strategy. Like, I'm not eating a thing today.
Yeah, well, because what happened was the guy who all right. Long story short, my mother went to the food store, Shoppers or whatever, and she purchased the items. And don't
what?
Don't tell me how I found out, but the cashier who wrung out all of our food had hepatitis.
So even though a lot of it was packaged, it had to have had wrappings on it.
Doesn't matter.
So you didn't eat anything.
I didn't eat anything the whole fucking day. I didn't eat a goddamn fucking thing.
You look around the table. Did you sit at the table?
I sat there like a fucking mameluke.
You sat at the table, just looked around at everybody enjoying themselves, toasting, right, knocking glasses. Hey, this is fucking great. Hey, pass the fucking gabagool.
Yep. I sat there with my typical puss, my angry puss face, and my mad at the world scowl.
Did your wife ever try to get you to eat some? Why don't you eat something?
Well, this was a time, you know, where we were still going when our separate families. We weren't married at the
time. Oh, so you did the separate Thanksgiving thing? Yeah. I'm on that right now.
That's what you do, right?
I do that. Yes.
Yeah. So I didn't eat anything that whole goddamn day.
So she hasn't seen you like that on a Thanksgiving.
No.
What did your family do? I mean, did anybody try to talk sense into you?
Yes, they pleaded with me. My grandmother pleaded with me. She says, "Cheech, eat some food."
Cheech.
She said, "You gotta eat."
She called you Cheech, though?
She called me Cheech, yeah.
Oh, my God. That's about as crazy as calling somebody Bilal Hussani, 83, who is the newest user in the DJ New Style Show Live Pal Talk room. You want to call the show, it's 316-768-4472. We're talking about a somber Thanksgiving that Germ Freak had in 1991, where he discovered that the guy at ShopRite who packed all the groceries had hepatitis. So you didn't eat anything at all.
I didn't eat
even stuff that you had before. I mean, because you were living at your parents' house.
It didn't matter because it was all mixed together eventually. So what the fuck's the difference?
So when did you eat next? Because all that stuff is going to stay there. Did you eat anything from the refrigerator again? Because the supposedly tainted hepatitis leftovers were touching stuff that was already in there.
Well, I cleaned everything. I purchased at a different store. I purchased some cleaning fluids, some antibacterial fluids, some Lysols, and I sprayed all the food and everything with that.
You sprayed it with Lysol?
Right.
That's worse. That's almost worse than having it touched by somebody with hepatitis.
How so?
How so? Because you're not supposed to consume Lysol.
Okay. Well, when you say it was lemon flavored.
Oh, it was lemon flavored, so that's good. It'll keep the common cold away.
Yes.
Yeah. It's good. I like that, Jim.
Yeah.
So was that the only bad Thanksgiving that you've ever had?
That I can remember, yes.
Can remember. So now this year, it's a switch back to the Medigan, as you say, household. I want to talk how you talk.
Right.
Is that okay? Even though I'm just a fucking piece of shit half-breed.
Listen to me.
Son of a bitch.
This is what we're going to... This is what the game plan is for this Thanksgiving. I said to my wife, I said... Because, listen... You know, she's a Medigan. They eat at six. They start at 6, and they're done, including dessert. They're done by 6:20.
Okay? They're done in 20 minutes.
Including dessert, they're done in 20 fucking minutes. You know, with me, you know, it's a fucking 4 or 5 hour goddamn ritual for Christ. It's a fucking ongoing saga. There's different. We have to take a fucking intermission during our fucking meals. Now the thing is, I said to her, I said, listen. Your family's not going to eat until 6. My family's going to start at around 2. How about I eat at my mother's house?
Whoa!
Oh my god.
You're on the DJ New Style Show. 316-768-4472. Who's this?
Hey, nigga, 172. You already know who it is. This is fucking Big Eddie Ed, nigga. Edward Williams.
Oh, okay. So, Edward Williams, is that who it is? You sound an awful lot like Mike Nice.
That's ridiculous.
Mike Nice, I'd like to wish you a happy Thanksgiving that your ancestors weren't excluded from.
Yo, son, fuck all that shit, son. I don't care about no goddamn pilgrims skinning cats and engine heads, whatever, nigga. They don't talk about Chinese people eating cats. The white man did that shit first. They killed all the Indian cats. Oh,
how many years are we away from a made-up Kwanzaa equivalent for Thanksgiving?
Yo, my bad, I'm gonna drop that early like my hot new mixtape in 2011, so I'm coming November 2011, coming real soon.
Oh, man, so what's new, Mike Nice?
I don't know, what's this bitch-ass nigga Jerem Free talking about?
I'm just talking about the holiday Thanksgiving.
Oh, so let me guess, you bathe your fucking turkey in Purell before you eat that shit?
The Purell marinade.
Well, I'm assuming you deep-fried yours.
Whoa! I don't know if that's gonna fly there. He's insinuating that because you're black, you deep fry your turkey. Mike Nice, I don't know what you think about that.
Ridiculous!
It's completely ridiculous. Oh wait, you're actually on the phone. I forgot.
Yo, first of all, son, I don't even eat deep fried turkey. Nigga, I eat deep fried turducken. Nigga, why do you eat turkey? You can eat duck and chicken. Nigga, what? Turducken, deep fried.
Deep fried?
Deep fried? Yeah, fried! Nigga, I put that shit in some hot oils!
Oh, man. So, Germ Freak, I mean, do you have anything you'd like to maybe... I don't know, perhaps... would you like to...
It's question time.
You want to ask some questions?
No, we're asking some questions. It's question time.
Oh, Mike Nice, you're in for a goddamn treat because Germ Freak is going to ask you a few questions like he always does. Because he's interested.
What type of shit is this?
You are now the contestant on question time, Mike Nice. Germ Freak, your first question.
Mr. Nice, have you ever committed a violent crime?
Against man, woman, child, or animal?
Either or.
Well, I fucked your mother and I killed three pigs. What's the difference?
I see. This is going to go real smooth.
Well, it is question time.
Yeah.
Smooth is the name of the game.
Swimwear, nigga.
What's that?
I said I'm in there like swimwear. Catamonte, nigga. Catch wind, bitch.
Germ, your next question. We're limiting it to three questions right now.
Do they know you on a first name basis at Popeyes?
Oh, man. I don't know if we can go with that. Mike Nice, is that a little bit over the line right there?
No. First of all, I don't eat no motherfucking Popeyes chicken. I told you, nigga, that I only eat at churches, nigga. Churches chicken, because I roll with the Lord. It gotta be holy fried chicken, nigga.
You roll with the Lord?
Yeah, I roll with the Lord, nigga. Holy fried chicken. That's at churches, nigga.
So, church's fried chicken, you can go there and roll with the Lord. And a couple biscuits.
Yeah, roll with the... you get your biscuit, you stop with the gravy, you get some slaw, nigga. You don't even know what I'm talking about. Roll slaw.
And, Jerm, your final question in question time.
My final question is, do you roll up your windows when you drive through a white neighborhood?
Yeah, I can't take too much fresh air, yo. Fresh air is that ultimate nigga toxin. Like, white people put extra shit in fresh air just to get rid of niggas. Like, I need smog, I need fucking chloroforms, I need CO2, I need that SARS, I need all that shit in my air, nigga.
Is it true that white neighborhoods smell like maple syrup every now and then? I don't know why.
Nah, it smells like fucking grenadine and Shirley Temple, nigga.
I think that concludes question time with Mike Nice.
It's question.
No, it's not.
It's question time.
It's over with. It's no longer question time. No,
we're not asking questions.
Oh, well. That was question time. Mike Nice, what do you think of Germ Freak? Honestly. Truthfully and honestly.
I mean, I just really can't fuck with the dude on this whole, like, everything need to be in Purell and fucking I need to keep my life in a Ziploc bubble and shit, but I mean, other than that, I don't give a fuck.
You have anything you wanted to promote, Mike Nice?
Yeah, I want to promote The Butler, starring that nigga Fritz.
The Butler. All right, thank you very much, Mike Nice.
Yeah, one, nigga.
One, 100. NiggaKnow.com is Mike Nice's website. We did have a scheduled call-in, Germ. We did. You know that?
Mm-hmm. Right.
I don't know if they're still ready or not. They did call in during a question time, which had to be cut short.
Oh, I see.
This is somebody that was very interesting to a certain listener here who was named after livestock. And we're trying to get a hold of them. I don't know if this is them or not, but they said they would call in.
Hello?
Yes, this is the DJ New Style Show. Hi. May I ask who's calling, please?
It's Kat.
Oh, hi, Kat. Listen, we have Germ Freak on the phone right now. He's the co-host of the DJ New Style Show.
Hey, okay. How you doing, Kat? What's up?
Hey, nothing. So, I'm just feeling kind of sick, so...
Do you have me on speakerphone?
Yeah.
Could you take me off of speakerphone?
Why?
Because I hear myself, and it really turns me on, and I can't conduct an interview with an erection.
Oh, fine.
Thank you.
I'm sorry your voice turns you on.
It does. I mean, there's a lot of things about me that turn me on. So, Kat, we found you today in the Ron and Fez room being masterfully chatted up by Young Sheepy. who is completely shocked and amazed that I'm saying this. Now, why don't you explain your current situation right now?
What do you mean, my current situation?
Your living situation, maybe your life, your love life, something like that. Let's just lay it all out on the proverbial table.
All right. I guess my life situation now is I'm going to cosmetology school, and I live with my boyfriend, and we've been dating for 9 months. And I work, and he works, and that's about all there is to do out here.
I gotta say, is he able to defend himself?
What?
Is your boyfriend able to defend himself?
Yeah.
Because Sheepy's pretty tall.
What is she with? Where is she from?
I'm from Florida.
Oh, okay.
So you've been with your boyfriend for about 9 months, and I think you indicated, and look at me using Frank's terms. Jesus, sorry, copyright Frank whenever. You've indicated that you have sort of an open relationship.
No, not at all. We don't have an open relationship.
Oh, that's good. Make me look like the asshole. It's okay. Sorry. I'm going to go to cosmetology school, too. I'm just fucking with you. Listen, so what was this shit you were saying, though, about how as long as he's there, whatever goes is okay?
No, it's just me and him have made, like, a pact with each other that I don't want him to do anything without me being there, and he doesn't want me to do anything behind his back, so...
So this Sheepy thing can happen as long as he's in the room. I think that's good. I think that's something that's really good for Sheepy.
Wait, hold on. Let me ask. If you're in the room, is Sheepy and me okay?
If I'm in the room.
If you're in the room with us.
It depends.
He says it depends on how far we go.
Well, how far is too far for him? I mean, can Sheepy get it touched or something?
Wait, then he says, that's if Sheepy doesn't...
I think I'm ruining this for him. Jesus Christ. And of course, at the opportune moment, the exact time that I get this done, the whole fucking shit goes awry. Everything goes awry. And I'm forced to pump, to plug GuidoFistPump.com. Son of a fucking bitch. I lost absolutely everything. I can't believe it, man. I just can't believe it. I don't know. Where's the Dominic Monaco track? I really think I need this. I really do. I don't know. I can't even find it. I don't know where it is. I mean, I had it in here. I had it. Had the cue. I had everything. I can't even fucking find it anymore. Do I have a search program or something? I don't know. Losing my mind. Well, I am losing my mind because the show is just fucking going absolutely nuts. Absolutely nuts, motherfucker. This is going to be on the podcast, of course, because we're not broadcasting live. Son of a fucking bitch, man. This is just irritating. I'm going to unplug something and plug it back in because Lynx, this is the biggest piece of shit ever. That's basically what it boils down to. It's like, I don't understand. I don't understand why. Why. But I am losing my mind. You're listening to the DJ New Style Show. Everything is going to be back online soon enough. Son of a bitch. Son of a fucking bitch. We lost it. We lost it all. Germ Freak.
Yes.
I don't know, man. I don't fucking know. I'm at the point where I think I've just fucking had it up to here. And if you could see me right now, you'd know just how far I've had it. Up to here, I'm saying. With my Linksys router.
Right.
Up to here. It was either that or Sheepy somehow fucking hacked my internet connection just to prevent that call from going on.
Right.
Like I can't just call her back.
Right.
Like, I can't just dial the phone like I'm doing right now and call her back.
Right.
Oh. Oh, do you have any questions for this?
Not really.
She's very pale. Sheepy likes her.
Sheepy was coming on to her?
No, Sheepy wants to befriend her.
Right.
Yeah, so I'm sorry about the little technical interruption.
It's all
right. Right before we were disconnected, we were about to find out just how far your boyfriend would let Sheepy go.
He wants to know how far you'll let Sheepy go. Would you like to talk to him?
Yeah, put him on for a second. I got to talk sense into this guy.
What's going on, man?
Yeah, you the guy with the weird facial hair?
I'm the guy with the weird facial hair.
The elbow like pad, right?
The chin strap. Yeah. Let him know, though, I gotta trim down today, too.
Oh, okay. So, so listen, there's some magic between the two of those people.
Between
Sheepy and your girlfriend. You can't deny this chemical bond.
I think Sheepy was more attracted to the National Geographic because he was looking beyond my woman's beauty and looking at the big yellow.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, did you catch that yesterday?
I didn't see that yesterday.
He was all about the National Geographic yesterday.
I don't think you should. You know what? I'm not going to sit here while you try to embarrass Sheepy like this.
No. Plenty of respect for the Sheepy, but he, come on.
Just because a guy wants to stick it in your girlfriend doesn't mean you should be all shitty with him. I mean, I don't know. Personally.
He's not going to stick it in my girlfriend, that's for sure.
Oh, so that's too far? So what would be classified as not so far that it could happen? Maybe some heavy petting, perhaps?
Heavy petting, maybe a hand job.
Below the... Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, you know. Again, give or take on how. What was it? Sheepish body, was that? Okay.
So you would honestly let her crank him off?
Hey, Kat, you want to crank Sheepy off? Next time we go up to New York.
I think you guys are being mean.
What happened? What was that?
I think you guys are being mean. I mean, just because someone grows an elbow pad for a beard.
Wait a minute. I'm willing to let her give Sheepy a little hand job there, and we're being mean?
Oh, maybe you're not being mean.
I think that's being generous.
Have you met Germ Freak?
Hey, who's Germ Freak? Have you met Germ Freak?
No, but he did this awesome burrito thing. I told him that I would feed him cake for his birthday.
Nice. No, I haven't met Germ Freak.
Well, believe me, if you like Sheepy, you would love Germ Freak. So how about you let your girlfriend jack off both of them at the same time? You're in the room, so it's cool.
While I'm eating a burrito.
While he's eating a burrito.
While he's eating the burrito. Hey, he wants to know you want to give Sheepy and Germ Freak a hand.
Well, pretty much, we're talking to you. We're talking to you because she passed off all fucking delegation to you. So you have to...
She passed off all delegation.
All the authorization is in your hands right now.
She has to start off with Sheepy first.
Okay, everything she wants to do, she will do with Sheepy.
Right, Sheepy first.
Okay.
And Germ Freak can sit there and watch as well.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Germ Freak can watch.
Yeah, well, this way you don't have to touch anything.
Yeah, but what if it gets good and gets going, and if he's got a rod going, then he can then maybe start cranking himself off, and if it looks tempting, I'll just give Kat the okay.
Really?
Yeah, maybe.
Let's say when Germ gets into a certain state, certain parts of a woman, like the face, starts to look like a dartboard.
Oh, no. If the face starts looking like a dartboard.
Yeah, and now he's got to get a bullseye. Any chance of that? I mean, is that too far? I mean, you're going to be in the room, as I said before, so it's all cool.
Well, put it this way. All right. If he's going to shoot any darts, it can't land on her face.
Does he have to wear an elbow pad on his chin?
Yes. Both and Sheepy as well.
Okay.
What? Wait a minute. Who are we talking to? Germ Freak?
Just calm her down, first of all. And let her know that everything's going to be okay. She's going to be in good hands. Many hands, but good hands.
Here's the deal, though. Both Sheepy and Germ Freak have to grow the chin patch in.
Okay, I think Sheepy can do it.
Right. Well, I don't know. Sheepy looks like he barely had pubic hair there.
Listen, I'm not gonna fucking sit here.
I'm not gonna sit here while you put down Sheepy.
Yeah, dude. Florida's a 2-hour flight away, man. Listen.
finger here.
Okay, you know what I'm saying? Don't put down Sheepy on my watch.
All right, because that's part of the deal, though. Sheepy and Germ Freak both have to grow the chin patch in.
I think they can do it.
All right, if they can do it, then we'll further discuss this.
Okay, now, where will I be able to pee while I'm watching?
You can pee in any corner, as long as it's
No, I mean, I'm talking. You know what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about using your toilet.
By using the toilet? No. You can pee anywhere, as long as it's not on my woman or me.
So can I make, like, a chalk outline out of pee?
and they'll just stand in the middle of it?
Yeah. I'll just make an outline. It won't even touch them.
That works, then.
Okay.
No,
didn't I tell you to shut her up? We're determining who she's going to blow and get pissed on by, and it's in your hands. And she's got to be quiet.
Yeah, she doesn't get pissed on.
Oh, I mean pissed around.
Or crap.
Pissed around.
Baby.
I'm not going to poop on. I'm just going to piss around her.
Boy, one more time. She's yapping again.
Yeah, exactly. Could you put something in her mouth that isn't attached to Sheepy yet?
I'm not liking this. I regret
talking. And whatever you do put in her mouth, make sure it's wearing a hoodie.
Oh,
just so she can get ready.
Well, you know, she doesn't mind the white stuff on her face, but the, you know, golden
mayo?
Showers, that ain't happening.
Well, like, well, white stuff. She liked the burrito video. She's talking about sour cream? I want to point out that I think Dan and Cal, the guy who ran Radio BBQ so valiantly, is now wearing a hoodie and already has the beard. I mean, would he qualify? He doesn't even have to grow the beard. He's already got a hoodie.
We only got the two. I'm only doing it with Sheepy and Germ Freak.
And I can piss around.
You can piss around. You can make the chalk outline, that's for sure.
And I'll tell some jokes so it's not weird.
Yeah, we'll see.
Well, you don't want the jokes? I mean, if we don't need jokes, then that's fine. We can make it awkward if you want. I don't care.
It's fine.
Okay. All right, so what are you thinking? Well, Thursday's Thanksgiving. Wednesday's big going out night. I'm not going to be available then. Jerm, you good on Friday? Sheepy Friday? Give me thumbs up on the cam.
Friday's good.
Friday? Black Friday? Since it's Black Friday, can Mike Nice come too?
Okay, wait. We got to change the name for us, then. If it's going to be Black Friday, we got to change it for us. It's going to be, like, White Friday, because there's going to be a lot of white stuff going on.
What?
Yeah, but you know, it's Black Friday, so I'm wondering if my buddy Mike Nice can come. You okay with people of African-American persuasion?
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Can, I mean, is he going to have to wait in line? Or can he take first?
No, not first bids.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, he doesn't even want in now.
I'm
he doesn't even want in.
No, that's fine.
Okay. So Friday. Sheepy, book your flight. Jerm, I know you already have it booked.
Sheepy's booking a flight here for Friday.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure.
So, in all seriousness, you're okay to do this?
Oh, yeah, we're good. Wait, hold on. You got to say that. Hold on.
No, I'm not saying. No, I don't want to say it.
Hold
on. Did she just hang up? See, that's what happens. That's what happens when you get trifling bitches involved. Sheepy's just trying to get his, maybe go to Disney World after. I don't know. See Eeyore. John, what do you think of this whole mess? I mean, would you actually do that? Would you ever be at the level of comfort that you could let somebody enjoy the company of your wife?
No.
No. Well, you know what? It's we're getting another buzz here.
Hello.
Oh shit! Hold on.
Phone is ringing. Oh my god.
316-768-4472. Hi. Is this another person that wants to bang Kat?
Shut up.
Oh. Why is the woman on the phone?
Because it's Kat.
Oh, it's Kat. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so when can we talk to the negotiator again? Because, you know, he's going to get the deal done. So are you saying this isn't going to happen? 9 months in a relationship, you're not secure with him yet? I mean, he says it's cool.
Well, after hearing...
Fine, I'll bring leftovers.
Bring leftovers?
Yeah, and I'm not talking about Thanksgiving leftovers. I'm talking about what I did before the show.
Oh, no, I'll pass on those type of leftovers.
Oh, okay. Jerem, what's your take on this whole thing, please?
Has she had a lot of sexual partners in her life?
What?
Please answer the question.
I couldn't hear what the question was.
You've been with this gentleman for 9 months, you said, right?
Yes.
How old are you?
20.
20?
Yeah.
Okay.
This might be impossible, because I don't think it's really physically possible to have it be the same time of day twice.
It's question time.
Oh, we're asking some questions. It's question time.
Oh my God, we are certainly asking some questions here. DJ New Style Show. Lots of them. Jerem, you have a young lady here that that is just dying to be asked. Please. Please ask the question.
How many partners have you had in your lifetime?
How many partners have I had in my lifetime?
Yes.
And we're not talking about lab partners in high school. We're talking about people that banged you.
Who banged me?
Yes.
Six.
Whoa!
That's a little bit high.
Holy shit!
It's a little high. How many, wow, when did you start?
How old were you started?
When was your rookie year?
My rookie year?
If I flipped over your card, what would be the top year?
Fifteen.
You were 15.
How old was the guy?
How old was the guy? We need to get these things out. If we're ever going to trust each other, we need to know these things. He was 18?
No. He was 15.
Oh, okay. So then after you got tired of him, you moved on five other times. And,
Did any of these guys you just had sex with one time and never did it again?
No. Most of them were boyfriends.
Okay.
So in 5 years,
so you have
you've had long-term relationships six times.
Okay, your point.
I'm just saying that maybe you're friendly.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Kat, are all of your were they all Caucasian Americans?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Bedazzled.
Yeah, it is bedazzled. It is. I think Mike's back in. So continue, please. Jerem, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to interrupt. It's your time.
Yes. So what's the longest long-term relationship you've had so far?
Right now the one I'm in.
Okay.
And that's 9 months.
Normally they would last like 2 months and then I would lose interest with them or something would happen and
have you ever cheated on your boyfriend? A boyfriend?
Have I ever cheated on my boyfriend?
Well, repetition. Yeah. And repetition is like, how can I say this without
I have.
Okay. You have.
I wasn't proud of it, though.
No? That's good.
No.
I'm sure Michael Vick wasn't proud of murdering dogs. It's something you have to say after you do something bad. Nobody's really ever proud of doing the wrong things. Jerem, continue, please. I'm sorry. I keep stepping on toes. I don't mean to.
You're not stepping on toes. Don't worry.
The gentleman that you're with now, was he somebody that you had cheated with?
No, I have not cheated. I haven't even thought of cheating on him.
Has he ever cheated on you or any other girlfriend he's had? Please answer the question.
He's never cheated on me, but he has cheated on someone else.
Oh. If he cheated on you, would you stay in the relationship?
He cheated on me no.
Okay.
You're going to blow sheepy and get pissed on by me and Frank. I don't believe the double standard that goes on in this relationship. I'll be amazed if you see month 10. Continue, germ freak.
I will not get pissed on. Look at that one straight.
Well, around.
Oh, God.
Has your boyfriend ever ejaculated into your anus?
What the fuck?
No, actually, that's the one thing that we really haven't tried.
Guess who's ready to do that? he's currently wearing a hoodie, and I'm not talking about Dan and Cal. The NACAL, by the way, sporting the Montana Mountain Man look.
You know, when Dan and Cal had that hood on, he looked like that photo of the Unabomber, that
you
sketch
just
photo.
Reflective sunglasses.
Exactly. I apologize.
Yeah. Well, I was kind of agreeing with you. You don't have to apologize. Continue.
Okay. So have you ever had anal sex?
No.
With any of your boyfriends?
No.
Okay, cool. What type of birth control are you on?
What?
What type of birth control method are you utilizing?
Rhythm.
Pills.
Cordis interruptus?
I believe it's Yasmin.
Yasmin?
Wasn't she on Baywatch? She was the hottest.
I never watched that show.
She was really hot. I liked her in Basketball.
Was there a Yasmin on Baywatch?
Are you talking about pills, though? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know about that. Isn't it Yaz?
Yeah, that'll work.
Or is that Gaz? I don't know. Who are we talking about?
No, it's a little different than that. But I think it's, like, the same company.
Oh. This surely is interesting. Jeremy, why don't you ask a couple more questions, and I think we'll have to conclude the segment.
Well,
because it doesn't look like we're going to get sheepy any action. It really doesn't. This just seems like a whole web of lies. That's been spun.
Are you strictly heterosexual?
I am now.
Yeah, so okay. You only do it on Fridays?
Well, what
like
does
the
that
Catholics?
Mean?
Is that what that is?
What?
No beef on Fridays?
No beef on Fridays.
So listen, you have had relations with the same sex?
Yeah.
How many times?
Only once.
Oh, okay. Now, what if your boyfriend wanted to bring a third, a woman into the relationship for a little, a tryst? Would you go for that?
Well, see, I would have to, he would have to get approval from me because I'm really picky.
But it is a possibility that could happen.
What if Sheepy, what if Sheepy put a wig on? Let's
what
just
if
say.
Put a wig on?
Let's say he puts a wig on.
Wait, he wants to know, and what, after he puts the wig on, will he blow my boyfriend, or?
No. See, what's going to happen is he'll have the wig on to get through the door. And the minute everything's cool, the wig is gone, and it's back to sheepy time.
I don't know, but what do you think?
Sure.
He says sure. If that what really floats his boat.
Whatever floats his boat. I you know what? I think Sheepy's boat can be floated by several things that you have to offer. That's what I think. And I think his boat would be okay to float in those waters. If you know what I'm saying. So why don't you just talk to your man, get him in line, and do what you've been craving.
Okay.
So what are you trying to say? Are you gonna honestly on my show, the DJ New Style show, you're gonna fucking say that you're not into Sheepy?
I'm not saying that. I said
you
that.
You better
I
not. I swear to God. It's as I said, 2.5 hour flight.
I love Sheepy. He's a sweetheart.
Do you find him do you love his baby sensitive skin?
What? Where do you fucking pick up on that?
He's got nice. He's got skin. He's got very nice skin, like a baby's ass.
How many Z's are in as? Like
he's
a baby's
nice,
ass.
Gabagool. Very nice skin. He's got very nice skin.
Supple like a fresh gabagool.
Well, how about this, guys? I'm not feeling too well. I've had a headache for most of the night, and
I know what you're trying to say.
No, I'm saying that I will definitely call back next week.
Oh, you will? Definitely.
I will definitely call back next week, and
that's if we even want you on. I mean, you did just talk a lot of shit about our boy Sheepy here.
No, we never talked any shit about Sheepy.
So you love him? Silence is deafening. You know what?
No.
I don't think we can continue this.
I don't know how to respond to that because I don't.
This
wanna...
is going to be problems in the end.
No, I love Sheepy.
Oh, okay, good. Just making sure. I mean, Jesus. Come on. It's Thanksgiving, for Christ's sakes. Let him give a little thanks in your mouth.
A little thanks in my mouth. All right. Well,
thank you.
Thank you, new listener that will probably never listen again. Thank you. I appreciate that.
I will. I promise I will. You'll probably see me later online anyways.
Oh, really?
Oh, close?
No, not like that.
Okay. No cam? Is that what that means?
No cams.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to buy a microphone right now at Walmart. So
you know what? Try and get a cam without a mic. That's all I'm saying.
Try to get a cam without a mic. Thanks. Yeah. Thanks a lot.
What?
Nothing.
Oh, okay.
It was a joke.
Yeah, it was a bad one, too. So, thank you very much. You're going to call in again, and you're going to listen and all that.
Oh, yeah.
And Sheepy flies down. He gets the full treatment.
Sure. And don't forget, I told you that on that guy's birthday, that I told you I'd feed him cake if he comes down to Florida.
Now, you're talking about Germ Freak's birthday? You're going to feed him cake?
Yes.
Germ, for some reason, she watched your video, and she was obsessed with feeding you cake.
Are you going to wash your hands before, so?
I don't know. That will be the big birthday surprise.
Okay.
Would you eat cake prepared by a woman you found attractive if she hadn't washed her hands?
I have to contemplate it. Probably not. But listen, hey, who knows what happens?
When is your birthday, Germ?
It's in June.
Oh, so you know what? June, it's cake time. What kind of cake will you be serving, Germ?
I don't know. Does he like chocolate or vanilla?
I think he likes vagina.
Well, vagina is not one of the cakes that I make. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
All right, cool. Well, you know what?
But I'm sure you've had that flavor at least once.
Have you ever tasted it?
She said she did, Germ. Thank you.
No, I don't.
Thank you. Copyright German Freak 2007.
She didn't go all the way around. See you later.
Okay. Yeah, well, we'll see you later. Have fun with your
hope your headache gets better.
Elbow pad beard.
Make some Advil.
Yeah.
Okay.
Feel better. Hey, thank you. Feel better.
No problem. Have a good night, guys.
Really. Try not to, you know, get pissed on tonight. Thanks.
Good night.
Problem. Bye.
Okay, goodbye. Germ, a wild one. Sheepy's getting himself wrapped up with some wild women. I don't understand.
Oh, absolutely. Sheepy is the man.
The webmaster of GuidoFistPump.com, Dominic Monaco, is saying that there's a vicious rumor going around that he's spreading to the larger extent, that Sheepy is a homewrecker. Sheepy might just be on the prowl.
What is that all about?
Well, he's saying that a certain Pal Talk woman, that her username begins with an L and has two C's in it and ends in an I, and only has one letter that I didn't say.
Would that one letter be a vowel?
Yeah, it would.
And would it be
you
AI?
Would be correct.
Oh,
shit, I gave it away again. I always seem to do this. I can't believe you've done this! Yeah, so apparently they're saying that Sheepy and Lucci did a little of that sex. They had a little bit of that sex. And apparently marriages are ruined. I don't know. This is what Dom is saying. I don't know if Dom wants to call in. If anybody wants to call in, maybe defend themselves. 316-768-4472. It's the number. You can also just send some feedback in. DJ News Style Radio on AOL Instant Messenger. Because that's what I say. I say the entire thing. No one's ever heard of it before. Got to clarify. If I say AIM, they might think I'm talking about skilled shots. I don't know. Germ, do you think there's any truth to that? Do you think that Sheepy may have had sex with Lucci?
Well, I noticed he took the camera away from his face. I hope he's not hiding embarrassment.
Uh-oh.
But I don't know. I like to get Sheepy's side of the story.
He is hiding his face. I don't think he's calling in because he says maybe next time. That's what he says.
I see.
I really feel bad. I do. Because here he is, a very friendly guy. And, okay. It's, we're going to send him a quick message here. I forgot the fucking number. Sorry. I had to give him the number, and I fucking forgot. I only say it like 8 times. 316-768-4472. I have to say in a stupid radio voice. Like I'm even, like I'm on the radio. I talk through a fucking internet port. I'm huge, germ freak. You have no idea. Yeah. So I think he might be calling in. There's just seconds away now. Whoa, look at this!
Ah. Phone is ringing. Oh, my God. Oh my God.
Well, Jim, we're going to have to put you on hold a second. Yeah. Well, Sheepy, what?
Yeah. What?
Explain yourself. I mean, were you embarrassed by what we just done? On the show here, we called up a girl that you had been friendly with today in Pal Talk. I would say flirting with today.
No, I was just being an ass.
You're being an ass.
It's very pretty and.
Would you maybe like things to go a little further than just anonymous chat?
No, I mean, she lives in Florida.
Oh. Like I said, 2.5-hour flight. Sheepy, come on, seriously. Let's say different hand of cards. Different hand of cards. Would you pursue this if she was single?
Probably not. The only reason that I have the ability of being an ass is because she's not single.
Okay, so this was just you role-playing like you were interested in her.
No, I'm just, I, like...
So you really don't find her attractive, and you're just bullshitting.
No, I do.
And you really did have sex with Lucci then? Because I think, I don't know.
I didn't, oh God.
If I'm to believe that you weren't genuinely interested in Kat, who I think goes by the name, what's her username again, exactly?
Isn't it like... Baby
can. Oh, sure. Put in that. Is it, let me just think. I got so much on my mind right now. I certainly haven't written it down on a banner and put it above my bed. Babykins, 87. Like, you get the number right away. Oh, and Indie Mike is checking. He says, that you typed it 5 minutes ago. So don't even try to pretend like you're having, temporary amnesia. Full of giggles today. Embarrassment, I would say.
What? I didn't do anything.
Okay. I know you didn't do anything, but that's the thing. That's the thing. Maybe you should be doing something, Sheepy. Maybe you should act on these rumors. People think they're rumors. They could become true.
I don't understand the other rumor, because who would believe the other one?
Which one don't you understand? The Fleetwood Mac album?
No.
Is it even Fleetwood Mac? I have no clue. You know why? Because I'm ignorant.
The Dom rumor.
The one that Dom said about you ruining Lucci's relationship because you had sex with her.
I didn't have sex with her.
Okay. That's the official word. I'm going to go with that, Sheepy.
Thank you.
So now, are you going to take up, what's her name? Oh, what's her name in Florida on that offer of a free hand job? As long as,
tossed that out there right away.
He did. Dude, he was so free with that hand job. You have no clue where else you could take
like,
this.
Man.
If you dropped a fucking 50 on the bed and looked at him the right way, it could go further. It could go further. He might even do something for you. You have no idea. You don't know what his price is.
he was very, like, it wasn't even like, he's like, what? No, that's crazy. He's just like, ah, yeah, sure. And he just, like, turns to her, like, can you go for that? And she's like, I guess.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is, Friday, it seems like it's on. I don't know. I think, I don't know if I screwed it up for you or not, but I think I did pretty well. So Friday, you get on a plane, and it's gonna happen. It's all worth it. A plane trip to Florida really is worth just to hand job from a chat girl, isn't it?
I guess so. I mean, sure. Only I could get sponsorship.
Sponsorship? So you're asking for money now to do this?
No.
I'll put a DJ New Style Show logo on your fucking on your shirt. and then anybody else who wants to can buy some area on your shirt that they can see. So we're basically advertising to the girl who's jerking you off and the guy who has an elbow pad for a chin. Two people. That's really it. And they're already listeners. So I think this is a really great endeavor. Now, Sheepy, I want to say, since you called on a blocked number, I had to put Germ Freak on hold because
it's
I can't. It just says unknown number. Maybe Skype doesn't like your number, but it doesn't matter because Germ Freak is on hold, and I guarantee you he's losing his mind right now.
Oh, I'm sorry, Germ.
No, believe me, it's okay.
Okay.
I mean, come on. We get it. You like to wash your hands. Okay. So, Sheepy, now that you're the new co-host of the DJ New Style Show,
really?
Where do you want to go? Let's prep now. Oh, he's listening. See, Germ is listening. He's really irritated.
Fuck you.
He's checking in with an all caps, fuck you. Well, so since you're now part of the show, and why don't we work out some prep live? What do you think? Where do you think we should take the show beyond the promises of hand jobs from girls in Florida? Where should we step off from there? What's the next logical move?
Well, from hand jobs, you logically have to go to, I guess, back to Thanksgiving.
I think so. I think so. So I think we'll do that.
You started off with his crazy Thanksgiving where he had to cancel all the food because somebody had hepatitis of some sort.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened to Germ. Somebody may have had hepatitis and he didn't eat that year. But then we shifted from there and we almost got you a hand job that happens to be 1,000 miles away. But I think you should really look into that, Sheepy. Is there anything you'd like to plug to the many people that are going to hear this?
No Cal Murph wants to plug.
Well, I mean, anything you'd like to plug besides a certain pal talker in Florida.
No, really. I mean, the only thing to plug is my comic shop, but...
Yeah, really? Judging by my audience, they've probably already been there. I'm guessing everybody that listens to my show has been to every fucking comic and video game shop there ever was.
Oh, I'll plug the Ron and Fez show on Thursday. They have a special Thanksgiving show.
Ron and Fez show, huh? Oh, okay. Yeah, you know what? They could probably use publicity from
they
the
really
DJ News Style
I
show.
Mean, an internet radio show really is where... the market is to push people over to buying a satellite radio.
They say kids are going online. I honestly haven't seen it, but I think it could go that way. That's why I've hitched my star to Microsoft stock. I think they're going to do wonderful things.
What is your, do you know what your download percentage? Like how many downloads you get a week?
I honestly don't know what a download is. But you know what? I think internet radio is going to... What's that?
What you're doing right now, it's a podcast, right?
Is that
it's
like...
recorded, and then people can download it, right?
Dude, that might work. That might work. I'm going to start... Thank you. See, you've already worked wonders for the show, and Germ's only been on hold for who knows what, 5 minutes? It could be a year. It just seems like ages ago that he was on the show. It's the DJ Sheepy Lifestyle show or something. I don't know. Work up a new name. Work up a new name.
Germ Style. Style and Sheep Show.
The style and Sheep? Could be. It could work. I don't know. I don't know, but you know what? I'm going to say that I'm going to see what Germ is doing, which means that I'm hanging up on you. Because because I think you've got to try and correct some relationships that have been damaged tonight.
I'm not ruining anybody's relationship.
honest. Oh, you're
certain about that, right?
Very certain. I've never done anything to anybody.
I know of a certain girl you were watching on Pal Talk today. That relationship might be ruined. I don't know, sheepy. Uh-oh. Just play that to her. Put this clip on. That's what you gotta do. And request that. Like, make sure he downloads that MP3 before you come over. Because it's got a good beat. She might be able to get done faster. Sheep, are you at all uncomfortable tonight?
Maybe. I wasn't prepared. Okay. I'm very awful on phones, and I was very shocked at the way it went, because I was enjoying
I hope that didn't turn you off the DJ New Style show. You know, what with me trying to make things happen.
I am a big fan of the DJ New Style show, and I'm constantly telling everybody about it.
Good.
I'm very much pro DJ New Style.
Thank you very much.
Germ.
You know, well, Germ, he's pretty much out. We're going to just let him back on to let him know that he's gone, pretty much, once we hang up with you. We're gonna say, hey, Germ, can I see you for a minute? And shut the door and point out with that sweeping wave. Here, Germ, why don't you take a seat?
Oh, you know what you should
Germ, you know, why don't you take a seat? And then sweep your hand down and point at a chair that's already been prepared for him. Maybe he has a cup of water and a tissue box right on the desk.
Oh, God.
You know, Germ, you've done a lot of good things, Germ. Fortunately, I think we've grown apart. Going with the sheepy now.
I think he's grown on, just like his daughter and her Disney princess lamp.
Oh, we might have to ask him about that really quick. Thank you. You know what? I'm hanging up with you because I need to get to the bottom of this, Sheepy. Sheepy, any final words?
Peace out.
I think that's a perfect way to go. Absolutely perfect way to go. And I'm trying to hang up on you. I can't do it for some reason. I don't know why.
It's hard.
No, it's not like I'm emotionally moved to keep you on the phone. I physically can't get to the fucking hang-up button. I can't get there fast enough.
You want me to hit it? I'll hit it. I'll hit the end button.
Wait, you're going
to
hit what?
I'll hit the
end. Yeah, okay. I did it for you. Sorry about that. Sorry about that. That's one thing I didn't mean to do, is be rude to Sheepy. I don't want people to be rude to him. Germ, you there, Germ? Germ, are you there?
Yes.
Germ, why don't you come in for a second? I just want to have a couple words.
Yeah, I'm just packing up my desk here. What's up?
Yeah, it's okay. You know, keep your stuff there for a second.
Yeah.
Why don't you come on with me?
Okay.
You can sit down. Have a seat right here.
Okay.
God, I don't know how to say this. Germ, you've been a great co-host.
Yeah.
You've done... Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Feel free, you know, take one of the tissues if you feel. No, really, you're gonna need one.
Okay.
I just don't know how to do this. I mean, we were friends, but the fact remains that the show has to move on.
Okay.
You understand that the show has to grow, Germ?
Sure.
And when I mean grow, I mean grow without you.
Okay, no problem.
Please feel free to take a Kleenex.
No need, no Kleenex necessary.
No, you see, you're welling up. Your eyes are actually very red. You look devastated.
It's because I'm tired. Not because I'm red.
Yeah, well, that's part of the problem, Jim. I mean, you've been sleeping.
You do realize I heard everything that you were saying, don't you?
No, I don't. And okay. You know what? I don't think you've heard a lot of things over the years. Yeah. I think there's been a lot of things that you just haven't heard, and I mean, it's no reflection on your character. Great guy,
right?
Love to have a beer with you, but I gotta say that your work's been suffering.
It has.
Yeah, I mean, how many Pal Talk girls have offered, or how many Pal Talk girls' boyfriends have offered to let their girlfriends jack you off in the past 10 shows, 11 shows?
Right.
If it's zero, then we already got another guy.
Welcome aboard, Sheepy.
I don't think that that's appropriate. I mean, he's not even in here right now.
Oh.
We're in my office. The door's closed. Who are you talking to?
Well...
Put your pants on, okay? Really, this isn't going to work. No. Yeah. This isn't the way. Germ, put your pants... I have to get security if you don't put your pants back on.
I have an itch. I'm sorry.
It's part of the problem, too.
What's that?
You've been having itches a lot.
Well, I have had...
You've been getting these itches around the secretaries. You never get it around Nate or Alex. It's always around Susan.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Not only is your work suffering, but you're making sexual advances in front of the copier while Elaine and Susan... I don't know how to do this, Germ.
Well,
I can't
Susan
do this. Great. You're
herself.
Fucking fired, Germ! You're fucking fired!
I see.
Chipotle tomorrow?
Yeah, no problem.
All right, cool. Thanksgiving. Wow, what a pisser. Fired by a mongrel, Spandy Man, you motherfucker. Fuck you, Spandy Man. You're not fired, Germ. Jesus, I'm just working on my acting chops. Yeah. Relax, please, take a deep breath.
I really wasn't that worried about it, to be honest with you.
Why not?
Well, because I know you were just kidding around.
Oh, I thought it was because you don't get paid.
Well, neither do you.
Yeah, that's right, I don't get paid. Why don't we take a quick break here, Germ, and then we'll come back and wrap up the show.
Okay.
I'm going to play some classic music that you think of when you think Thanksgiving. What do you think of when you think, not music, but necessarily the feel? You think of autumn, maybe pumpkins.
Sure.
Leaves, just comfort, warmth.
Christmas.
Yeah, Christmassy stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're going to try to get that holiday feel on the break here. It's the DJ New Style Show. We'll be right back. The DJ New Style Show will be back after something.
And like your flow.
Yeah, nigga, what's up with all that motherfucking shit you was talking, nigga? Fuck that, nigga. What's up with all that shit you was talking, nigga?
Why you tripping?
You motherfucking lie, nigga. That was you.
That was
you, nigga. Hey, check this out, motherfucker. What's wrong, nigga? You can't talk with a gun in your mouth. You can't talk with a gun in your mouth. Listen up, nigga. You know Lucifer?
Nah.
You about to meet him, motherfucker.
Come to mind why your motherfucking brother is hard to find. He's been walking on the streets and fucking with mine. Stupid punk can't fuck with a mastermind. See, I never take a step on a Compton block or a lay without the AK ready to pop. Cause them punk motherfuckers in black and white ain't the only motherfuckers I got to fight. I think it's better to be telling the facts than cuffed up and jacked and fucked up with your niggas looking at you going, God damn. Cause it's the city, and for you to survive, a nigga gotta be a gangster. And I'm a nigga you can't remove. So got a lot of motherfuckers for trying to prove. So they homies, they can hang by dealing with me. But once again, in the end, the DEAT. I never did time on a murder yet. Cause I relax and back, do a job and jet. Yo, I know you understand my flow. So here we go in death row. Come let a motherfucker know. A motherfucker who's known for carrying gaps and kickbacks that make snaps, adapts to any environment that I'm located at. If you see me on a solo move, believe that I'm strapped. 4-4, straight 8, or AK-47. Cause slowly but surely, seen you on a stairway to heaven. Just put my finger on the trigger and pull back. And lay a punk motherfucker flat as he wonder what popped before he got popped. I told you I was Dre and you know it don't stop. Now I know you understand my flow. So here we go with death row. Come let a motherfucker know.
A nigga with a motherfucking gun.
breaks them off, I breaks them off, yeah. I breaks them off, I breaks them off, yeah. I breaks them off, but I ain't speaking about between the thighs. I'm talking about cocking a gauge in between your eyes and make it drop to your knees, cause you realize that a gotta make any nigga civilized. Old buster ass nigga talking bullshit. Don't know that I'm the wrong nigga to fuck with. Get lit or hit up by the doctor. A nigga that breaks them off properly, real G, so don't doubt it. I'm the one that's doing it while these other niggas talk about it. And if motherfuckers come at me wrong, I straight put my 44 Desert Eagle to his motherfucking dome and show him why they call me the Notorious One. The name is Dre Eastwood when I'm packing a gun. You don't believe me, well, step up and give it a try. And if you die, use a buster, cause real niggas don't die. But some still don't hear me though. You're too near me not to hear me, nigga, yeah. So now you know.
The DJ New Style Show.
Tiger Style.
Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with. Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with. Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with. Got no place to hide. As I step inside the room, Dr. Doom, prepare for the boom. Bam! Oh, man! Ah, slam! Damn! I scream like Tarzan. I'll be tossing and forcing. My style is awesome. I'm causing more family food than Richard Dawson. And the survey said, you're dead. Baby flying guillotine chops off your fucking head. Mister, who is that?
Hey, yo,
the Wu is back. Making niggas go boom, boom. Like on Super Jack, me fear no one. Oh no, here come the Wu-Tang Shogun. Killer to the eardrum.
With the needle to the groove, I get screwed and I'm forced to fuck it up. My style carries like a pickup truck. Cross the clear blue yonder. See, the time to see a slam tracks like quarterback sacks from LT. Now I try and test the rebel lioness. Bless just the work, I earth slam your best. Cause I bake the cake, then take the cake and eat it too with my crew while we head state to state.
And if you want beef, then bring the ruckus. Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with. Take from the motherfucking song that busted. Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with. Fuck with. Fuck with. Step up, boy. Represent. Chop his head off, yeah.
The map will come out tomorrow. Yeah, can get the bizarre, bizarro flows with more afro than Rollo. Coming to a fork in the road, which way to go? Just follow. Method's the legend, niggas is Sleepy Hollow. In fact, I'm a hard act to follow. I dealt for Dolo, Bogart coming on crew. Niggas is like, oh my god, not you. Yes, I come to get a slice of the punk in the pot. Rather do than die, check my flavor. Coming from the rhythm with the show for the razor. Who make me reminisce true like Deja? Who? I'm rubber, niggas is like glue. Whatever you say, rubs off me, skates can do it.
Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with. 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 Fuck.
Nah.
Yeah, representing Brooklyn, Queens, Long Island, Manhattan, Bronx, the rugged lands of Shaolin. Niggas from Virginia, Atlanta, our boys in Ohio, coming through with the crazy Y-O-Y-O. Yo, niggas from the source, my man Kelly Wu from the Gavin. Real Strickland, Jason Slayton, yeah, true, true. My nigga swear I was going down, boy. We ain't nothing to fuck with. The whole Texas mob, the Chicago mob. Niggas from Detroit, fucking California squadron. Coming through, you know what I'm saying? The whole fucking West Coast to the whole East. Niggas from D.C., down to Maryland, all the way over there, Morgan State. Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with. All over the whole fucking globe. Coming through, boy. Peace to the fucking Zulu Nation. Peace to all the gods and the earth. Road is born. Wu-Tang slang. Chopping heads, boy. It ain't safe no more. Peace.
Tiger time.
Lucky you, you're listening to the DJ New Style Show, dick.
Oh, God, you certainly are listening to the DJ New Style Show with my shitty dust-filled board. Awesome. It's good, because I turn the knob and I voice cut in and out. It's great. Love it. Welcome back. Exclusive Tuesday night programming on thereisnoradio.com, as well as Pal Talk, I guess, in the DJ New Style Show live room. Holy shit. What a show. What a show, Germ. What a show.
Absolutely.
Indeed.
Absolutely.
You think it's going pretty well? What do you think?
Yeah, it's okay. Not too bad.
Just about helping out friends. That's what it is. I get by with a little help from my friends.
Normally. I get high with a little help from my friends.
Well, you know, you're fucked up.
Whatever.
You should do it on your own, really. God. Germ, what is your favorite thing about fall?
I love to see the leaves change colors.
I love to listen to such holiday music I played during the breaks. It really takes me back to my childhood.
Now you consider that to be holiday music?
I mean, I don't know what you think of when you hear Wu-Tang Clan and Dr. Dre, but I think of warm pumpkin pie.
Really?
And homespun memories.
I didn't get that vibe at all.
Well, I mean, it's autumn. It's autumn. If you get frustrated by that, what else are you going to get frustrated by?
Well, it's funny you mention that, because one thing I despise, like I was saying, I love the leaves falling and everything.
It's pretty.
But
give you that.
What is the deal with the landscapers putting what looks like a fucking rifle on their back, which is actually a leaf blower, and blowing leaves on other people's property? What's the deal with that?
How does it look like a rifle?
Whatever.
Have you ever seen a rifle? Wait, is that to indicate that you're laughing at that, or is that a sarcastic laugh? I can't even tell.
It's whatever you want to mean.
Whatever I make of it. You're upset that they all they do is exist to move the leaves to somebody else's lawn.
Whatever property that they are landscaping, they blow the leaves into the fucking middle of the street, and they eventually blow onto somebody else's fucking property.
They don't do that. They blow them onto a big tarp.
That's not true. That's bullshit.
That's bullshit.
They blow them into the middle of the street. They blow them into the middle of the street. Don't try and stick up for them.
No. Okay, because you know me. I'm a big supporter of the landscapers. I give a shit. They'll blow them into the street if the community has that pickup where the machines or the big trucks vacuum them up and suck them in or whatever. They'll do that.
I see them constantly blowing them in the street. I don't know where you're driving, but it ain't around here.
How sleepy are you? Why didn't you stop at Starbucks, get your Venti Breve Latte 4 equals extra hot?
Well, you know, that's changed now.
What do you mean?
I changed up a little bit.
You don't get the Venti Breve Latte 4 equals extra hot?
Well, you know what happened was several of the different Starbucks, they were giving me a lot of foam. And I was paying, you know, $4.33 for a half a cup of foam.
Really?
And I said to myself, you know, this has got to stop, because actually the cappuccino has the foam in it as opposed to the latte. So I said, you know what, there's got to be some way.
So you found a way to get less foam.
There's got to be somehow to get less foam in my Breve Latte 4 equals extra hot. And there's a term that is utilized by professional Starbucks users.
Well, what's the who would you tell that order to? What's the title of the person that you tell the order to?
The barrister.
Yes, the barrister.
And what I say to the barrister now is Venti Breve Latte 4 equals extra hot wet.
Whoa!
Wet means no foam.
So why don't you pretend I'm the barrister?
Yes.
Let's do this. We did this last time when we discovered the Venti Breve Latte 4 equals extra hot. Why don't okay, hello. Hello, strange odd men who used to have complicated orders. What would you like tonight?
I like a venti breve latte, 4 equals extra hot, wet.
You're an absolute asshole. That'll be $3.78, please.
Okay, thank you. Okay. What happens is, now that I order it wet, i.e. no foam,
sure.
I get a full cup of fresh brewed Starbucks.
Yeah, you just get straight coffee now.
No. It's the same thing, but it's with no foam.
Oh. Okay. You know, you could just probably tell them, hey, no foam.
I could do that, but I'm trying to you know, be part of the...
Nobody orders crowd. It like that, Frank. Nobody does. You realize it. Nobody... Everybody's embarrassed to order it like that. Sure,
well,
they
not.
Set it up so that you could order it breve and wet and all that. Extra hot. Nobody.
What is
there
to be embarrassed about, New Style?
It's embarrassing.
What is embarrassing about it?
It's embarrassing.
Are you embarrassed to order the fresh and fruity Rudy Tooty breakfast at IHOP?
Yes. Now I am. I wouldn't ever get it, but if I had to, I would be completely embarrassed that I have to say to another adult, hi, looking for some breakfast, thinking eggs, bacon. Nah, I'll have the Rudy Tooty fresh and fruity. I have to say some stupid fucking made up description of pancakes with fruit on them. You're embarrassed to say that, aren't you?
Perhaps about the fresh and fruity I would be a little embarrassed about, but why would they
why,
do
because
that?
Are you thinking you're at, is that code word for gay?
That's not what I was thinking. Maybe you have something else on your mind. But as far as the way to order at Starbucks, I don't think there's anything to be embarrassed about, because when they see me coming, they know that I'm a professional Starbucks drinker.
Professional. Yeah, here he comes. He's got his card.
No.
He's picking out through his cards. Oh, this is a credit card, license. Ooh, this is one I hope to get. It's a professional smoker card that Mbabara has, but
right.
You do not hold that yet. However, you do claim to hold the Union Professional Starbucks card.
Right. I'm a professional Starbucks drinker, and I know how to order it the correct way. So now I order it wet, and long story short, I get a nice heavy cup of coffee with no foam, and I enjoy it.
I would just like to point out that Indie Mike is a very educated guy. Would you agree?
Yes, I would, especially regarding Big Brother.
Big Brother and many other things, apparently, because he's pointing out that the person you're referring to that you give the order is somewhere... But the barrister is a lawyer found in many common law jurisdictions, which employs a split profession as opposed to a fused profession in relation to legal representation. You know what that means, Jerm?
No, that she serves coffee?
You don't fucking give coffee orders to them. That's the barista! We've had this conversation before.
Right.
You'll never get it. You'll never fucking remember it.
I will not remember, nor do I care.
That's like some rank. Like, they hold rank over the fucking people that get to pull out the mushroom marshmallow squares. Like, if you're the guy that reaches into the case to get the pumpkin bread... You're like low man on the totem pole.
Right.
No, I'm not. And don't get me wrong. I'm not belittling Indie Mike. I'm just using what he sent in as an opportunity to make you look dumb, Jerm.
No, not at all. But the how is it pronounced? Barista?
Barista. You have to roll the R. And they prefer to be addressed as barista.
Okay.
I mean, I thought you were a professional Starbucks coffee drinker.
I am, but I don't concern myself with...
This is what you do when you go into Starbucks next time. Walk in. Barista. I'll take a venti breve latte, 4 equals extra hot, wet. And you have to snap twice to begin and end your order. That's how pros do it.
I will do that next time.
Please do that. And you know what? After you do it, maybe you'll be a little bit more alert so that you don't anger the fucking landscapers. So they blow all the, your neighbor's leaves into your yard.
Well, what I do is when they blow the leaves into the middle of the street, I simply will just run right through them with my car and let them blow right back on them. And
so you're the problem.
I will make U-turns and continually do it. I've gone at least 10 times the same street. I'm sick of them putting the leaves on other people's property.
You're a fucking lunatic.
No, they have.
You are a fucking lunatic.
They think they can get away with it, and it's time to put a stop to it. You know,
you're the fucking punisher of lawn care.
No, I just think that they're trying to be sneaky, and they blow the leaves into this, and it's bullshit. They shouldn't get away with that stuff. The hell with that.
What are they getting away with?
Listen to me.
They're getting away with not getting hunted down by government agencies and sent back to their godless home country.
By blowing leaves into the middle of the street, it prevents them from having to pick leaves up into their tarp, so it's less work they have to do. So they blow it into the middle of the street, and eventually it blows into other people's property. And I think that's wrong. I think it's it's unjustified.
So you're effectively you're adding more to the bill of the person whose house they're working on. You're charging you're basically charging somebody more money because they have to go and do more work.
I'm just doing what a citizen should do. So what I do is when they I'll just keep driving up and down the street until they eventually have to use a tarp. I just keep blowing it.
Have you ever had a confrontation with one of these guys?
Well, I did have one of them hit my tire with the leaf blower.
like on accident or?
I don't think it was on accident.
He hit your tire with it.
He banged my tire with it, you know, because I slowed down as I was going through the leaves to make it even that more irritating. And he took the thing and hit my hubcap or something.
That'll teach you.
Yeah.
I think you are out of your fucking mind. I mean, granted, we hire landscapers to do our leaves, and they use the leaf blowers.
They do a good job.
They're all right, but I mean, do you do your own leaves or do you hire somebody?
No, we hire them.
And do they blow your leaves into everybody else's lawn?
Well, I tell them not to do that.
But if they did, would you care?
No,
because your yard's clean. You're a selfish fuck. I don't see you circling the block trying to blow leaves away to teach them a lesson.
Well, we have a lot of trees in our backyard, so there's...
it's okay for you. But, I see. But yeah, I mean, we hire them, and they use the leaf blowers. Occasionally, they let a few leaves slip into the road, whatever. But they do a pretty decent job, or at least I thought so. The guy knocked on the door. He'd been there once before this year, and he's like, "Hey, it's time to pay." So I paid him. And he wasn't done yet. I looked out, he had all big piles and shit. I'm like, he's gonna do it. I go outside, there's huge sections of mulch that's just blown away. It's just bare fucking plastic sheeting. Some of my mom's fucking planters are broken and shit. Her lawn ornaments are fucking snapped in half.
Christ.
But one thing is, he got up all the acorns. I mean, and that's really all I ask for.
Right.
So, I mean, if he's going to break a couple lawn geese, whatever.
Okay. Right, right.
As long as you get up all those acorns. Those are a bitch, man. Sometimes those you have to pay acorns, extra.
They could be deadly, too, if they fall on your head.
No, they can't.
Do you ever have an acorn fall on your head?
Did you die?
Listen to me. You ever hear him falling, like, while you're, like parked at the side of the road? You can hear him, like, falling through the trees, and sometimes you can hear him hitting your car. That ever happened to you?
Yeah, it happened, but I'm noticing something here.
Sure. What's that?
Our new friend, Sheepy's new friend, Kat, who had called in, is in the Pal Talk room right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It seems that she has her cam up.
Okay.
And her elbow-padded boyfriend is there. But It seems that there's something else going on in the room.
What's that?
It seems that A-Webs, and now I don't know if this is true or not. This is all speculation from, you know, based on typical actions from Awebs, who is Russian. Not that we need to hold that against him.
Right.
But he doesn't necessarily befriend anybody.
Right, exactly.
He's not a friendly guy.
No.
And you have to play this because he is Russian. He is being very sweet and nice to Kat.
Really?
He's being overly nice. I think borderline flirting.
Wow.
Now, I don't know if we can get him in on the package deal on Friday. Sheepy, I hope you don't mind. But what's a couple of guns in a gunfight, you know? One guy with a gun, it's not fair. Two guns in a battle, now that's fair. If she's going to jack Sheepy off and let me piss around her and have you watch, why can't Awebs be there? That's what I'm saying. That's all I want to know.
Wow.
Awebs really does have the balls to hit on a girl with their fucking boyfriend right there.
Right. And not only that, but he complimented the boyfriend on a tattoo.
He did not say that, did he?
Yes, he absolutely. He said nice tattoo.
Hey, nice tattoo, man. Can you get your girlfriend out of the way so I can see more of your tattoos? Let me take a look at your elbow pad facial hair. I love it. And your I almost work at a record store glasses. Let me get a look at those. Jesus. I'm an asshole. Germ, I don't know. It's Thanksgiving. We should give thanks. I mean, I paid the guy. I didn't complain. I'm thankful.
Right.
I'm thankful he got the acorns up.
Right.
I mean, are you thankful? What are you thankful for? I mean, granted, you have to endure a Medigan Thanksgiving. But what are you thankful for? Do you have to think about it?
Yeah, I don't really have anything to be thankful for.
There's not one fucking thing?
I guess my kids.
Yeah, not even your wife, right? First thing you think of is your kids, you selfish fuck. I mean, Jeremy, would you rather lose your wife or your kids? All
that's
three of your kids or your wife?
That's a terrible, terrible
would
question.
Would you rather lose your wife or your kids?
I can't answer something like that.
Okay, fine. Why don't you come up with something that you could answer? Because, I mean, this is a little bit fucking difficult.
I don't know. I mean, would you rather have sex in the same position every night or have to have sex in a different position every night and never be able to repeat that position?
Wow. Now, can I pick what I want to be locked into?
Sure.
I can pick.
Sure.
But you can never repeat.
You
so that
never
means
repeat
that eventually
it.
I'm going to run out. I mean, like, you will run out. I don't care how fucking versatile you claim to be.
Well,
you will
think...
run out.
Okay, if that's what you
so
say.
So you're basically
so.
Limiting the number of times that you can have sex.
You take it as you may.
Take but it as have... I may. I'll take it the one fixed position of my choosing for the rest
okay.
of my life.
Okay. Would you rather your pornography be
oh, wait, is this an unprecedented three time in a show question
it's
time?
It's question.
I don't even know.
It's question time.
Unprecedented.
Oh, we're asking some questions. It's question time.
Wow, looks like we're doing a special would you rather edition of question time here, Jerm.
Well, these are just things that came to the top of my head.
Sure. Go ahead.
Would you rather your pornography be 6-second clips of hot people or 2-minute clips of moderately attractive people?
Now, moderately attractive. How moderately attractive? And can I choose the scene, the 2-minute scene?
You take it as you will.
No, listen. I mean, I need to be able to ask you things about this to validate it. Because, I mean, I have to know before I
yes.
subscribe to one or the other. I
yes.
mean, 6-second clips can be looped. Is that correct?
I suppose so. I didn't really.
I will take the 6-second clips.
Okay.
and I'll put it on loop.
Okay, smartass.
Why? No, I would. Because if because honestly, if I can't pick the moderately attractive clip, then I may as well go with something that's guaranteed to be hot to me. And I can just loop it.
Right, right.
What would you do? Six-second clips of hot girls or two-minute clips of moderately attractive girls?
2 minutes.
Because you have no fucking standards, is what you're saying.
Well, I need time to build it up.
You can loop them.
That didn't really
And you're not stripped of your imagination either.
Right.
I mean, unless you are, in which case I would change my answer.
Right, right.
Okay, so would you rather be able to fly or be invisible?
That's a great question. Wow.
The time is ticking. It is
Being that I'm afraid of heights, I have to say invisible.
I agree. I would kill to be invisible, and not for the creepy stalker aspects, because I could piss anywhere, and it would freak people out. Just to suddenly see an arc of urine appear out of the thin air, and I could steal anything I wanted to. Who's gonna fucking run down an iPod that's walking out of a Mac store? Who? Nobody. That's who. Nobody. Why would you pick invisible? You're just afraid of heights, so you have to go with the other one? Would you be creepy and watch people?
Absolutely.
So you would be in people's bedrooms like the fucking the Clay Aiken song?
If I was a fly on the wall or whatever, I don't know.
Yeah, just like that. No, definitely not if I was invisible.
You know what, Newsom? I'm not a big fan of Clay Aiken, so I wouldn't really know what the fucking name of the song is, all right?
Well, I mean, you sent me the MP3 earlier.
That's a lie.
I mean, you stole it and sent it to me. All right. I told you not to send me
pirated
music.
You would rather be invisible as well?
I don't know. If I was, I mean, I would make somebody mine tonight, but wait. I already am invisible. This whole fucking show just collapsed again. This fucking technical bullshit again. Isn't that right? Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch bastard. The whole fucking thing collapsed again. I fucking love it, man. I fucking love it. It just continually happens over and fucking over again. God damn it. I don't know. I don't fucking know. You know why? You know why that happens? Somebody already figured out how to be invisible. And they fucked up my internet connection. It always happens. And that germ won't answer. Nobody's gonna fucking answer. Can I get a goddamn one, you motherfuckers? Seriously, though, I love all of you. I do. Germ, are you there? Germ, are you there? Nah, he's gone. Why would he be there? Nah, nothing. This is not how I want to end the show. This is really not how I want to fucking end the show. So I'm going to wait until Germ comes back. And then I think chances are he's probably listening now because he's a creep and he needs to know everything that goes on. He's just a real creep. I've met him. He's creepy. He fucking spills shit on himself. Nah, he's a good dude. Germ is a good guy. I'm trying to get him back on the fucking show, but it's just not working. If I were invisible and I'm not trying to quote lyrics, I don't know that I would want to be the guy that watches everybody. But I can't say that I would be called away from it. I can't say that I would be called away from it. I don't know. I mean, Sheepy, we already played a sound clip dedicated to him. Before, I think I'd be called over to the dark side. You can't escape my private eyes. They're watching you. They see your every move. So we're back recording after a little bit of a fucking mess. Yeah, I hope someone was recording it. I don't know. whatever. Just me fucking ranting and fucking raving. Jerm, are you there? No, we don't hear him. Why would we fucking hear him? He's fucked up. You know what? I'm closing Skype, and I'm going to open it again. Because it's just fucked up. Everything is fucked up. This entire fucking show is Oh, I don't hear you, Jerm. I don't hear you. That's the problem. You can hear me as long as the fucking, as long as you want to, but I still need to hear you. We got people in here, liking the show. People in here that don't like the show. The only one that doesn't so far is Scott's Maggie_2, who has just decided to open with, I wouldn't fuck any of you fuck faces. Wanker, you need a fuck. While they're not necessarily wrong, they are being abrasive, and I can't tolerate that. I just can't.
Hello. Hello, hello, hello. Stop your fucking breathing, asshole. I know what you're doing. Ken, I know you're hearing me, you prick.
It's no secret.
Okay, fine, it is no secret. I am here. Sorry.
Yes, I heard you all the whole time.
You did? Well, I didn't hear any of you.
I tell you, your computer equipment is a fucking genius, man.
My computer equipment is a genius?
Yeah.
How is it a genius?
Whatever.
You knew you just said something completely dumb.
Yes, I know. I try to cover myself.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, no, Germ.
Germ.
Yes. I want to ask you something.
Yes.
Would you rather run over a litter of kittens with your lawnmower or throw a 1-year-old Labrador Retriever off a 10-story building?
Definitely the cats.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
I'm allergic to them, and I don't care for cats.
So you would run over a litter of kittens?
Yes.
You're killing multiple animals rather than just one fucking shitty
right,
dog.
Right, but when you think about it...
Dog might live, too. I mean, 10 stories, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I take... yeah, definitely. I have no interest in cats whatsoever. Funny thing is, when I was younger, and this is a true story, I had a friend who accidentally did run, and this is the God's honest truth, he accidentally did run over kittens with a lawnmower. He didn't see them in the tall grass. And the mother had just given birth, and he ran over them.
Oh my God, that's
fucking
awful.
That is a true story.
You would feel bad if you did that.
Oh, of course I'd feel bad, absolutely.
Yeah, you would feel bad.
Right.
I mean, how do you feel about...
It's question
time! Oh, my God!
It's question time!
Oh, we're asking some questions, it's question time!
That's right, despite the technical glitches, it still is question time. So technically that's not four sessions, that's really just a continuation of the third. We're kind of reiterating the would-you-rather things. Now, Jerm, you've said before that you don't want your daughter to grow up and date, and you're really uncomfortable with her going out on a lot of dates and stuff.
Yes. Again, we gotta go through this.
Now, you don't want her to date guys.
Right.
Would you rather have your daughter date a lot of guys or grow up to be fat, ugly, and unattractive? Please answer the question.
Wow. That's a tough one.
Why?
Because in one sense, she'll remain virginal and pure. And in the next sense, but she'll also be frowned upon in society.
We're talking a lot of guys. A lot of guys.
You know what? I have to say the fatter and uglier.
You are the most selfish person ever. You would rather have her go through life miserable than just occasionally get a cock slipped in.
Because she'll still be my little girl and she'll be beautiful to me.
No, she won't. No, that was part of the stipulation. She won't even be beautiful to you. That's how ugly she'll grow up to be.
Let me ask you something. Who would you rather have as a hostage negotiator?
In the what?
Who would you rather have as a hostage negotiator? Ozzy Osbourne or Jessica Simpson? Think it through.
I don't know. Are either of them qualified for negotiating?
Well,
why am I a hostage? What's the situation?
You're in a bank. It's being held up, and somebody has you at gunpoint.
Someone has me specifically at gunpoint. No one else. I'm the only guy in the bank.
Right, right.
I'm that lucky. I'm the only one that they pulled out of the crowd.
Right.
And there's a guy negotiating or a girl negotiating for my well-being.
Right.
You know what? I would just go with... I'd go with Jessica Simpson. I would. Because I have to believe that the guy holding me hostage will be lonely. There's something wrong with him. That he's taken over a bank and he's holding somebody hostage. One guy. In probably a populated bank. Because I only go when there's a lot of people. So right. He picks one guy to hold at gunpoint. He could get rushed. He's pretty stupid. And I'm guessing stupid people are always lonely. So to hear a girl voice coaxing him to let somebody go would probably let him be more likely to let me go. Because he'll hope to sink his cock into a very stupid vagina.
Okay.
That's my take on it.
Okay, great. I think that's very well thought out.
What about you? Now that I've done all the fucking legwork.
I probably agree with you.
I don't think you would. I think you were going to say Ozzy because you don't think a woman should be put into such an important position.
Well, you're the one who told me that you don't take female cops seriously.
I mean, you really can't.
Really?
No, you can't.
Wow.
Why would you?
Did you ever get pulled over by a female cop?
No, but I mean, I'm going to have to take him seriously. I could get arrested, but I mean, deep down, I'm like, whatever. Yeah, okay, honey. Yeah, okay. But you have to go along because they have the authority to arrest you.
Right.
That's what it is. See, now here come the women's lib questions. What about women doctors or teachers or lawyers or cunts that ask questions in chat rooms? No, I'm just kidding, little_American_angel_1. Clearly you are qualified with your username picking abilities. Jerem, I don't know. What about some yes or no questions? Instead of let's depart from the would you rathers.
You still want to go
just
on
ask me this. Anything, yes or no. Just give me a yes or no question.
You're killing me. I haven't. How's about this? Which one of...
Well, we don't have time for that. Goodbye.
Okay, thank you. Good night. Let's wrap this baby up.
Oh, man. That's the worst.
Fucking not one for the fucking... whatever.
What do you mean? It was great.
Yeah.
You don't think it was good?
It was okay.
You're a son of a bitch.
Hey, I gotta be honest with you, you know?
What? Go ahead, Jerm. I still have your mic on.
I got nothing.
Come on, Jerm. Finish it up. Ask me one more question.
I'm not falling for it.
What?
Good night, everybody. Would you rather have your bowel move?
He's off. Yeah, he tried to sneak that in there. We got him off, just like we said we would. Just like Sheepy's gonna get off. But not in that fashion for Jeremy.
Good night, ladies and gentlemen.